Well, the winners of the prestigious Art Award, the Adam Portraiture Award, have been announced. At the age of 18, our next guest is the youngest person to win the award, and Jessica Guernsey is here to talk to us now. Jessica, kia ora, and welcome to Afternoons.
Hi, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Pleasure. First up, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How did you feel when you were announced as the winner?
Well, yeah, I've been saying, like, even making the finals and, like, being amongst, yeah, like, it's so, oh my God, that was a shock in itself. And then to be announced as the winner, like, after I'd seen all the competition and the people in the finals, I'm still in shock. Yeah, I've been so overwhelmed, and it's really hard to believe. When they first told me, I just said, "Are you serious? Like, are you joking?" Like, I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Earth shattering.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, what led you to enter the competition?
Well, initially, my high school art teacher reached out to me after I'd left school via Instagram, and she encouraged me to enter. But I think also the National Youth Art Awards earlier in February meant I gained some confidence in myself as an artist to enter, and the fact that anyone can enter as long as you're a New Zealand resident or a citizen, I guess, is, yeah, a really cool concept for such a prestigious award.
Yeah, very cool. So you'd already won an award, but also a little bit of impetus from your art teacher. Sounds like a cool art teacher.
Yeah, definitely. She's awesome.
Nice. I have, as many people across the country have, viewed your winning entry. I've got to admit, Jessica, I said, well, this is all very well, but I can't find the actual picture. I can't find the painting. I can see the photograph of you, but where's the painting? Not knowing that it wasn't a photograph, it was your work. Unbelievable. Can you describe the portrait to us?
Well, firstly, thank you for saying that. And I guess I would describe it as, well, it's a self-portrait. Me posing in some funky pants that I thrifted in my friend's bedroom, and behind the camera of the reference picture are three of my closest friends, including photographer Wilhelmina Heringer. And yeah, it's chaotic, it's charismatic, it's colourful, it's teenager stuff, I guess. And yeah, that's just how I would describe it.
I still can't believe it's a painting, because I'm just looking at the, you might describe it as an idea. Realism, photorealism, or the realist school of painting. So I'm looking, for example, at your bedpost, okay? So it's the classic sort of bedpost, it's wood-turned, and I'm looking at the reflection down the middle. I'm looking at the shadow. It's just those small... I'm looking at your face now, and I'm seeing the sheen on your face as the light just dances off your left cheek. All extremely, extremely real. And then I'm looking at the fringe in your funky teenage pants there. Again, a lot of work goes into it. Are you really inspired by photorealist work?
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's quite important to me to pay attention to detail. Yeah, like, I would consider myself quite a perfectionist, and I'm quite patient, so yeah, I pay attention to detail and just, like, doing the complex little things that make people feel like them, because it's kind of evident in my work. I paint people that I know or recognise, so I can really tell when it doesn't look like them, and these little details, they kind of, yeah, it's how I know that the painting's done, is when I can recognise them and yeah.
Oh, I see. In terms of the realist tradition, are there any people across the world or in New Zealand that you love or have followed, not remotely similar to York, but the first person that comes to mind in a different vein, that is landscapes, is New Zealander Graham Sidney, who, you know, paints all of those beautiful Otago landscapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. But are you inspired? Are you inspired by other realist painters?
Oh, well, the first person that actually came to mind was Sasha Lees, who I met last night at the event. Because when I walked into the gallery, her portrait of her daughter was like it really stood out to me because of the photorealism in it. And she was someone who I researched when I got into the finals and. Just kind of followed on Instagram and was really fond of her work. Yeah, and she was lovely.
Very cool. We are with Jessica Guernsey this afternoon, the recipient of the Adam Portraiture Award, 18, which makes Jessica the youngest person to win the award. The other thing I guess I like about it too, and you can do a search online for Jessica Guernsey or the Adam Award, and you can see it there, this image. It's called Lady Day. I guess you've captured that a moment in a teenager's life. There's an aspect about it. I'm just looking at the vinyl at your feet there. You're on your bed, and behind you is just a wall covered, you know, in friends' photographs and also big album covers like Lou Reed, Talking Heads. Do I see a Led Zeppelin there?
Actually my one of my closest friends who took the picture of me. It's her bedroom that we're in. Yeah,
gotcha.
With Nina here in there. Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned the albums in the background because my dad came up with the name for the painting, which was Lady Day, and it's a reference to one of Lou Reed's songs and the album in the background. Yeah.
So he named the art. So obviously he gets a cut of your $20,000.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Well done, Jessica.
Thank you.
And by the way, in terms of there is an amount attached to the prize, $20,000. What will that go on? Savings, or you got plans for it, or what?
I don't have any plans at the moment, but I do want to say that receiving this award, it gives me options to do what I want to do in life, and I'm so incredibly grateful, like, to the judges and the Adam Foundation and this entire award, because for making this possible for me at such a young age, because at only 18, like, not every 18-year-old gets the opportunity to just kind of have options for what they want to do. Yeah, and I'm so incredibly grateful. Yeah.
Very
not sure what I want to do with the money yet, but
no.
I know it'll go towards something, yeah.
In terms of art as a career, is it something that you're thinking about seriously, you know, being an artist and making that a sole focus or more of a serious hobby or what?
Well, I guess it's kind of the dream. I am just kind of seeing, like, day by day what happens. Just recently I've realised that painting is something that, I really do enjoy painting. I really love it, yeah.
Very cool. And just finally, so I know that you've done other works as well. We're all looking at a pretty amazing portrait, actually. And again, back to your focus on faces, and maybe that's why you won it, because your talent with faces is nothing less than extraordinary. I'm talking about your Harry Styles portrait as well. pretty blooming cool. What are you working on right now?
Well, at the moment, I went to Mount Albert Grammar School and I have some paintings I need to start for their annual art show that I've been entering since year 9. They've invited me as a returning artist, which I'm really stoked about. yeah, that's in August. So at the moment, I'm trying to juggle creating new things for that with my style, which takes quite a lot of time, and the uni workload. But yeah, just kind of working on some paintings at the moment. Yeah.
Congratulations, Jessica, and thanks for being with us on Afternoons.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been nice.
Jessica Guernsey there, who is the winner of the Art Award. It's called the Adam Portraiture Award, a big portrait art award, and she won $20,000 and is the youngest recipient of that award so far. Go and have a look at it online. It's pretty amazing.